This is VOA News. I'm Lori London. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said Israel would inflict a heavy price after a missile fired by Iranian-backed rebels landed in central Israel for the first time on Sunday, triggering sirens and evacuations at the international airport. AP correspondent Karen Shamus has more.
Although there were no reports of casualties or major damage following the missile launch by Yemen's Houthi rebels, Israel hinted that it would respond militarily. Israeli media aired footage of people racing to shelters in Ben-Gurion Airport. The Israeli military said the missile appeared to have fragmented midair and that the incident is still under review. It said it made several attempts to intercept the missile using its multi-tiered air defences, but had not yet determined whether any had been successful. I'm Karen Shamas.
Two people died in a missile attack on the Ukrainian Black Sea port city of Odessa, according to local officials, as Moscow and Kyiv exchanged drone and missile attacks. The Russian Defense Ministry said it downed 29 Ukrainian drones overnight into Sunday. Venezuelan Interior Minister on state TV Saturday announced that officials arrested six foreign nationals, including three Americans, accusing them of plotting to assassinate President Nicolas Maduro.
Que están buscando para traerlos a Venezuela con objetivos muy claros de asesinar al presidente Nicolás Maduro.
He claimed the individuals were part of a CIA-led plot to overthrow the government. A U.S. State Department spokesman said any claims of U.S. involvement in a plot to overthrow Maduro are categorically false. And another night of torrential rains have been pounding Central Europe and forcing massive evacuations in some of the hardest hit areas, including the Czech Republic, where floods reached extreme levels.